Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. International Yoga Day being celebrated across the globe today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in practicing common yoga protocol in Kolkata. US and Iranian negotiators headed to Switzerland for peace talks. Norway bans use of generative AI tools in elementary schools to prevent negative impact on learning. In cricket, tri-series final match underway between India A and Sri Lanka A in Dambulla. And in FIFA World Cup, Germany beat Ivory Coast 2-1 and clinch a spot in knockout phase. The 12th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across India and around the world today with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. The theme highlights the importance of adopting yoga as a lifelong practice for healthy, active and dignified aging. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in observing the International Day of Yoga from Kolkata's Red Road, where thousands of people joined him in performing the morning exercises. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, June the 21st, which marks the longest day in some parts of the earth, has now become the largest community celebration day because of yoga. Mr. Modi said, yoga is not just physical exercise and is not restricted to any age group. It is an expression of human spirit.
When we speak of yoga for healthy aging, it means that we can work to ensure that age does not reduce human potential. Yoga can help human life to aspire for constant growth. Our target must be to be more flexible at 40 than we were at 20. Our target must be to be more energetic at 50 than we were at 30. Our target must be to be more resistant to lifestyle disease at 70 than we were at 50. This is where yoga can help us.
Prime Minister Modi said, we should not restrict yoga to only particular occasions. It must be made part of our lives. He said Yoga 365 slogan has been made popular this year by the government with 100-day online yoga classes. Since the inception of the International Day of Yoga in 2015, Mr. Modi has led celebrations from various locations, including New Delhi, Chandigarh, Lucknow, Mysuru and New York. President Draupadi Murmu was chief guest at the state-level International Yoga Day program in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. The event was held at Garrison Ground in Sadar. Several union ministers, state ministers and senior officials are also taking part in Yoga Day events being organized across the country. The national celebration reaffirms yoga's growing role as a global movement promoting health, harmony and collective well-being. We have a report.
International Day of Yoga is witnessing enthusiastic participation across the country and abroad. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the Archaeological Survey of India, is organizing special yoga programs at 100 iconic locations, linking India's rich cultural heritage with its enduring yoga traditions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in a yoga session at Nehru Park in New Delhi. Ambassador of Norway to India, Mai Elina Stinner, also took part in the event. Internationally, more than 210 Indian missions are organizing yoga events at nearly 2,500 locations across the world through the coordinated efforts of the Indian Council for Cultural Relations. In Canada's Toronto, an enthusiastic gathering of government representatives, diplomatic corps, yoga practitioners, wellness organizations, and community leaders participated in a yoga session. In Brazil, a curated yoga session was organized at the majestic Foz do Iguaçu waterfalls. Denmark yoga team in Aarhus organized a yoga celebration in Dokken. According to the Embassy of India and Washington, D.C., hundreds came together at the iconic Lincoln Memorial to celebrate the 12th International Day of Yoga. With the report of Rohan, Ritu Srivastava, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, the main day of yoga event was held at Vasundhara Sports City in Dhaka, where hundreds of yoga enthusiasts gathered to participate in the common yoga protocol session led by yoga teachers and students of the IGCC. 8 prominent yoga organizations, including Art of Living Bangladesh and Evergreen Yoga, joined the celebrations, reflecting the growing popularity of yoga in the country. The event was attended by eminent personalities and celebrities from various fields. In Saudi Arabia, more than 500 participants gathered in Riyadh yesterday to celebrate the International Day of Yoga, highlighting the growing popularity of yoga in the country and its role in promoting health and well-being. The event, organized by the Indian Embassy in Riyadh in collaboration with the Saudi Yoga Committee and local partners, was held at the Prince Faisal bin Fahd Olympic Complex. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. US and Iranian negotiators headed to a Swiss venue for talks today, hours after Tehran said it closed the Strait of Hormuz because of Israel's attacks in Lebanon and warned that little might be achieved if fighting doesn't stop. US President Donald Trump, in response, unleashed a new threat to impose American tolls in the crucial waterway if a final deal with Iran isn't reached in 60 days. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance left for Switzerland yesterday evening, just as Iranian state TV posted a video showing Iran's negotiators arriving there. They're led by Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bagher Qalibaf and include Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and central bank and oil officials, among others. Norway is imposing a near ban on the use of generative AI tools by elementary school pupils, while also restricting their use in the education of older children to prevent a negative impact on learning. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre told a press conference that using AI increases the risk that young children skip important steps in their education. The most important thing in school is that children learn to read, write and do mathematics, Støre said. He added that the new standards will be imposed from the new school year beginning in late August. Facing a broad decline in education test scores, the government in 2024 banned smartphones from schools and has given back to teachers more powers to enforce discipline in the classroom. Russia has freed 24 Filipinos who were detained for months without charges in a Siberian city after Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. raised concern for them at a meeting with President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. The 24 Filipinos arrived in Manila aboard two flights early today, and the first batch was welcomed by Philippine Foreign Secretary Teresa Lazaro, the Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila said. In cricket, India A were 87 for no loss in 4.4 overs against Sri Lanka A in the final of the Tri-Nation series in Dambulla a short while ago. Sri Lanka A skipper Sehan Arichige won the toss and elected to bowl. India A has made one change, dropping pace Anshul Kamboj and bringing in Ashok Sharma. In FIFA World Cup, Germany defeated Ivory Coast 2-1 in Toronto, Canada and clinched a spot in the knockout phase in the tournament. For Germany, Dennis Undaf scored twice. Earlier, the Netherlands secured a commanding 5-1 victory over Sweden in Group F match at NRG Stadium in Houston, United States. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has extended greetings on World Camel Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shekhawat said the camel is not merely a useful creature for livelihood, but also a symbol of the culture and traditions of India, particularly Rajasthan and Gujarat. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. International Yoga Day being celebrated across the globe today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in practicing common yoga protocol in Kolkata. US and Iranian negotiators headed to Switzerland for peace talks. Norway bans use of generative AI tools in elementary schools to prevent negative impact on learning. In cricket, Test series final match underway between India A and Sri Lanka A in Dambulla. And in FIFA World Cup, Germany beat Ivory Coast 2-1 and clinch a spot in knockout phase. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.